This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next segment, Mark, Star, Jake, Kevin, and others. Dr. Corsi's leaving us here in about 5 minutes. We'll take a call from Todd here in a moment. Todd, you're on the air from Texas. Welcome.
It's so awesome to talk to you, Alex.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
All right, you and Mr. Corsi both, I'm kind of curious why Trump hasn't addressed Obama putting CIA over the Board of Governors in that last NDAA.
Well, that's what we're hammering. Well, I mean, Trump has a lot of big things like tax cuts and securing the border and battling the media and all the rest of it. But, I mean, you would think this would all just get shut down. But that NDAA, that system to take over the media is still in place. And Brock and Google and the Republicans are now still contending the agenda. That's exactly what we were just saying, Todd.
Right. That's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up to you. I know you're not per se in his ear, but you're in his ear. And, you know, like you said, we need to keep hammering it because if it goes like it is, we're going to be extinct.
Well, here's the deal. And I'll say this right now. There's a lot of stuff I want to get done around this office, and I have a great crew. But it's one thing to talk about. It's hard to get stuff done. And he's got to pick his battles, but he is going up against the media discrediting it. He's a very sophisticated person, but I think the fact that the Republicans themselves are working with Brock and Google to undermine him, he's learning about that right now. I'm going to leave it there because I haven't talked to him in a while, like 3 weeks. But I can tell you this, little birds have told me, not just Roger Stone, but little birds, that Trump is now figuring it out. A lot of other things are going on. And I don't want to give it away, but he's investigating right now. Dr. Corsi?
I agree with you entirely. Trump is a brilliant manager, and he will listen. He's listened to you, Alex. He listens to readers. He's very active on the Internet. He spends his evenings. He's listening. He's getting great appointments in place. I was very, very thrilled to see Senator Jeff Sessions confirmed this morning as Attorney General. That's a major, major step. But Trump has got to realize how much subversion from within the media, within the White House, this GOP Republican establishment cannot be trusted. They'll slow his agenda at every moment. I see this in D.C. I'm here. I've been all week.
That's right. He can't bring them in and share power. They're going to be sabotaging him the entire time.
That's right. And it's going to take Trump's awareness of it. Now, once he fully catches on, I can assure you that Donald Trump will clean house. And the same indications I think you're hearing, I'm hearing too. There will be changes coming.
Talk about what you're hearing in D.C., because I know you know all the heavy hitters. What's the word?
Well, the word is just what you were saying. I mean, the Priebus is actually trying to get rid of some of the Trump loyalists who've gone to Trump, and Trump said, what do you mean you're leaving? Or what do you mean? I said, I want you to stay. And then they may point out that Priebus has been trying to get rid of them. And we can name some names, but I'd like to keep it confidential.
Let's not do it. Yeah, let's not do it.
I can tell you, you're 100% right on what you just reported. And my confidence is Donald Trump will listen. He's going to make substantial changes, but he's going to have to understand, and he's coming to understand, that he's got forces from within the Republican GOP, even within the White House today, certainly within the press corps.
By the way, I've been like six, 7 years ago on the phone with you on Skype during a break. You go, I got to go. It's Donald Trump. And I've talked to folks. Somebody's coming in your office. You can let them in. Go ahead. I mean, the point is that, you know, Trump will get a hold of you soon. We'll figure all this stuff out. Have him come on in. It's no big deal. This is live, Scott. People love it. This is quite a time to be alive right now, Dr. Corsi. We only got 60 seconds left. Any other points?
Well, I think my major point is that I'd love to tell listeners, just continue to be on Twitter, continue to follow InfoWars. Your comments are listened to.
Your articles are so key. Your articles are from deep sources. These are super important articles that Dr. Corsi is writing.
And I'm going to have a whole series more next week on David Brock. David Brock is at the heart of fake news. He's the father of fake news. He's at the heart with Google. And Google's not to be trusted. Facebook's not to be trusted. They're both solidly anti-Trump. And we're going to expose this and continue exposing it until we can open up this press room.
All right. How do folks contact you? They want to give you news tips. We need to give you an InfoWars email soon.
And right through InfoWars. Contact me. Right
show tips. Through. We're going to get your own email today. We've been so busy we haven't even done that in 2 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. We'll talk to you soon.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, sir. Now on the InfoWars team. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
There's an article up on InfoWars.com that everybody should go see. Shock photo, human breast milk destroys deadly bacteria. Whoever knew it was an incredible disinfectant and antibacterial? But it's a conspiracy theory that babies have ever even needed it. It's an example of why in the industrialized society they said, we need women in factories, not breastfeeding their babies, and then the brains are smaller, the public is stupid, and it gives rise to the zombie population. You can go see in a Petri dish what breast milk does to bacteria versus other substances. It annihilates it. But again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a conspiracy theory that women ever breastfed their children. That's where we're going. I even saw the cover of a parent magazine about are we doing too many cesareans? Oh, no. Again, it's all about taking control of the entire human environment. I want to go to your phone calls, but I also want to hit a few clips before we do that. So we have Bill Kristol, I played earlier, saying white working class be replaced by immigrants. We have Sally Brown famously saying that she running for the DNC inside the party, that she will suppress white people, even though she's white. It'll be her job to make sure they don't get privilege and that the people of color get privilege. this is just role reversals of racism. There's a bigger report then that ties into all of this by John Bowne. And then Dear White People, a new Netflix show, it's kind of like the MTV shows that, you know, teaches you how it's bad that you're white. I mean, this is the craziest thing. I'm sorry 7% of the world doesn't have a lot of pigment in its skin and lived up in the frozen north, and so had to develop some science and technology. And maybe you can argue science and technology has been bad, but it's like this arrogance and this hatred of white people that the corporations are selling. This isn't coming from, quote, minorities. And then it just reinvokes like 1940s or 30s supposed racism that even went on, that only went on sporadically, and reinvokes it and shows black people breaking things and throwing things down and revolting against the enemy. I mean, this is so scientific. And it's disgusting. And people are tired of it. And it's meant to make white people racist. Let's give you the big news flash. It's not just meant to make black people and Hispanics anti-white. It's meant to make whites be racist as well. Then the whole balkanization plan works just perfectly. Continuing, Amazon's new robot-run supermarket will phase out human employees. But you know what? So what about a world being built that's anti-human? Let's all just fight with each other over what color we are. No scientific basis for airport behavior screening, TSA internal files show. It's just made up. And I'm not bashing the TSA themselves, but they've got an unconstitutional job. You're supposed to control the external borders and vet people and then leave people alone inside the country. Besides, who does all the terror attacks? Muslims. You're not supposed to say that, see, because your reality is politically incorrect. Meanwhile, the military is training for martial law here in the United States. Microaggression and safe space have now been added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. How about addled, or how about brainwashed, or how about crippled public? How about public put under mind control? And coming up in the next hour, the number one mind control program at U.S. colleges, the unspoken secret in plain sight. If you're a college student or have children at college, read this powerful report by John Rappaport on Infowars.com. In fact, will you guys retweet that for me at Real Alex Jones? To say the secret of modern education, the secret concerning modern education they don't want you to know. That should be the real headline. It is powerful, powerful information. But speaking of clips, let's go ahead and go to this next little clip here. We've got Coretta Scott King. Thanks, Jeff Sessions, for Rosa Parks Library. But don't expect that you're going to see that. That's the daughter of Martin Luther King, right? Don't, she's been on the show before. Don't think, her niece too, don't think you're going to hear about this in the news. And we've got U.S. Marshall defends AG nominee Jeff Sessions. And we also have black senator being demonized and called all sorts of racist names as well. We're going to get to all that and then your phone calls. But let's go to U.S. Marshall defends AG nominee Jeff Sessions. Here's that clip before he was finally confirmed yesterday.
I've known Jeff Sessions for 20 years. He's a good and decent man. He believes in law and order for all the people. All the people in Alabama, because of his colleagues and all surrounded him, the things that he's done for the law enforcement community and the citizen of Alabama, it's great. It's without any questions as to whether or not he would be fit to serve this country as the United States Attorney General. Now, I did not learn these things from a political press conference or any website where I read about him. I know Jeff Sessions as the man that I know is a decent and honest and respectful man that will put all of his life into public service. Done that. When we talk about this criminal justice system, we enforce the laws. And we do it because we have a love for the laws. Jeff Sessions loves the people that do the enforcement side of it. He respects the citizen, deserve a good and honest person that's going to give all he has to make sure that everyone is treated equally and fairly under the law. But his decency as a man and his honesty as a man speak for itself. He's the type of individual that I support for the United States Attorney General's office. because of my reputation and his history with me as a person and the things that I've seen over the years in Jeff Sessions. It's hard being a public servant. I was in law and been in law enforcement for 40 years. It's a tough job. We don't violate the laws. We don't get out there and do things that would cause ourselves to be brought into the system. And I'm not saying everybody is the same, but I believe that he'll take hold of the justice system, Justice Department, and he'll be fair, he'll be honest, and he'll do the same thing for every person with honesty and respect for all of us.
And by the way, I'm teleprompter free, so I make mistakes sometimes. I can't keep track of all this. I know that Martin Luther King's daughter has come out in support of Trump. I know his niece has. I've had both of them on over the years. And that's his widow. In fact, after I said it, I said, that's not right. Who is that? They go, yeah, that's his wife. Widow. So, Martin Luther King's widow has come out in support of Sessions, and they're calling a KKK member and all this other made-up crap because they know him in Alabama. They know it's not true. So here's Coretta Scott King. Thanks, Jeff Sessions, for Rosa Parks Library. Here it is.
To President Martindale, to Senator Sessions, Mayor Bright, Troy State Chancellor Jack Hawkins, Jr., Dr. Dorothy Height, Ms. Johnny Carr, Juanita Abernathy, Mamie Till Mobley, to all of the distinguished program participants and guests in this audience today, it's a great honor and privilege for me to join you in celebrating the grand opening of the Rosa Parks Library and Museum. History teaches us that all great freedom movements began with an inspiring act of courage. And in this regard, the American Civil Rights Movement provides a supreme example. The library and museum we dedicate today is a living testament to the courage, commitment, and character of the great woman whose act of courage sparked our freedom struggle, the woman we call Mrs. Rosa Louise Parks.
All right, Coretta Scott King, the late widow of Martin Luther King, died in 2006. So there she is from the grave thanking Jeff Sessions. We're going to go to break and come back with phone calls from Jake, first in Washington, and then Star, and then Mark, and then Kevin and Evan. And then we have a guest joining us from Europe, an investigative journalist, into why do the Muslims rape women so much? I mean, one guy just reportedly sexually attacked 18 women on a train for 2 hours as the men cuckolded, and they only let the government, you know, defend, laid there and took it. It's just crazy to see people just roll over to tyranny. Before I go any further, we have undoubtedly the very best toothpaste in the world. No one's thought to put colloidal silver and iodine in it, along with the peppermint oil and tea tree oil and other things. This is the national best-selling fluoride-free toothpaste, private label by us, but at the major factory. Having these ingredients added, it took my dad over a year to get this done. This is the second batch. People really love it. We have bubblegum flavor coming soon that doesn't have the peppermint and the tea tree oil in it because that's a little strong for kids sometimes. But this is really a great adult toothpaste. And your purchase of it, it's $9.95, funds our operation and what we do here. Super Blue, non-fluoride, with iodine and nano silver. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements and nutraceuticals. And this is the perfect thing to sign up for auto ship on every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, because you get an additional 10% off. All orders of $50 or more get free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Also from Alexa Pure, that brings you the Alexa Pure Breeze air filters and water filtration systems. At InfoWarsStore.com, we now have the Alexa Pure Breeze Micro. They advertise it as an air purification on the go, but, I mean, it sure purifies the air, but what it is a negative ion generator. That's a lot better than just the regular, you know, units that are out there. The science has gotten a lot clearer. Because, yeah, we're you know, some of the ozone generators will clear a room out, but it's also probably not good for you in high levels. Well, this is, and it's very powerful, and it's small, and knocks out the mold, the bacteria, the viruses, you name it. Read about the new Alexa Pure Breeze Micro at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Plugs right into your cigarette lighter right there in your car. Be politically correct. Into your electricity outlet.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There's a system called Code Next that the UN basically developed and wrote that Austin's adopting, where they take full control of all your existing neighborhoods and put you under neighborhood association zoning, with local block captains that control you, inspect your house, tell you how you can repaint, what you can do. It's designed to end single-family dwellings. It's hellish. So I saw an article on Affordable Austin that broke down. That was like a Stephen King nightmare novel. And so I gave it a bunch of attention. And I said, this is accurate. And I said, this is a worldwide plan. Austin is a test city. This person knew this 3 years ago. And there's an article up on Facebook with a video that Rob Dew did at Code Next that is, again, on Facebook right now. So I tell the person, hey, we'd like, you know, to have you on as a guest. And they say, well, I don't really agree with your subject matter, but maybe. Let me explain something. I'm not saying that to you at your Affordable Austin website because I need you on the show. I've got too much news to cover. I'm saying it because leftists will never talk to anybody. You agree this is a big screw job. I'm trying to help you recruit a bunch of Austinites to beat it. The test city of the raping you write about. And then you don't want to come on because you don't agree with the show. That'd be like saying you wouldn't go on Fox News if you disagree with them. It's called publicity. It's called talking to each other. But it's especially the left. They will not talk to anybody they don't agree with, even though you do agree with us. It's just crazy. It's absolutely, totally insane. They're telling people at yoga studios all over Austin, this has been on the news after we talked about it last year, don't ever wear Indian-style jewelry or dress. It's cultural appropriation. It upsets Indians. No Indians are even upset. Doesn't matter. It's a free country. It's like somebody saying somebody in India can't wear blue jeans because it's what cowboys developed, you know, in the West. It's crazy. Or about like a Hawaiian, you know, fishhook necklace from Maui around my neck. I shouldn't wear it because I'm not Hawaiian. It's cult-level racism garbage. And it goes further with tribalism. Where, hey, here we are, one of the biggest shows in the world. We're showing your article. This person really gets it. Hey, why don't you come on and talk about your experience with this whole global corporate zoning tyranny that ends private property rights? Oh, I better not. See, because you're afraid what might happen to you. You might get criticized. You want to be criticized by the establishment. You want to stand up for what you believe in. It's like a nation of jellyfish. And what will a nation of sheep be ruled by? Wolves. Wolves. Woof, woof. Very frustrating. And you just run into it, and it's just the tepidness. The testosterone level's almost gone. The sperm count's almost gone. We're dead already. And those of us that still exhibit any male traits really are. We're the bad ones. We, you know, men and women got the species here, but it's just for them, it's all over. I get it. But you know something's a zoning scam by the big rent seekers to screw you over and put you in a cult, but you won't fight it. And you won't fight with other people that understand it. Doesn't matter, though. I will educate people by your ignorance, see? You will not stop me. And there are people that want the truth. Unbelievable. Jake in Washington, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, a lot of good stuff's happening. Trump is over-delivering, but he's just surrounded by traitors. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is. First off, I want to thank you. I've been listening for the last 2 years, and you've given me a lot of education that the schools obviously aren't going to give us. You know, I'm a young patriot out here, you know, in Washington State, and that's hard, you know. And, you know, I actually just turned 21 today, and I was trying to think what I could do to try to, you know, express my views on how I feel. So, you know, I started a little YouTube channel. I got a little Twitter account. And, you know, basically the thing I'm calling in about is I don't understand how this so-called judge can basically tell the Department of Homeland Security, hey, you can't do your job. I mean, can you explain
Because
that
there's judiciary as well as bureaucratic open sedition and rebellion. The law is crystal clear. A lobotomized moron could understand it, literally. And they're just acting like the president just did something bad. Oh, look, he was breathing. Oh, at 2 a.m., he was seen in a bathrobe outside his bedroom. That's why he doesn't want to stay at the White House. It's surrounded by a bunch of spies. Trump has to sleep in a big spy base, a big globalist command base. The guy's a saint. He's so manly, it's insane. His energy's like 10 bulls. I'm telling you, folks, I'm 43, and I am just so sick of all this. It's not that I can't beat them. It's that the globalists are such scum. To study them and to look at them is just, I can't stand it. God bless you, Jake. All right, I'm out of time. We have another special guest coming up, and more of your calls straight ahead. You want to hear about all the Muslim rape gangs? Oh,
we're on the march.
They all love it.
The empire is on the
feminist.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Either with the Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Celia Farber is a journalist joining us from Sweden. I mean, no kidding. I probably, without looking, see 15 articles a day or more of women being raped all over Europe. The police coming out almost every day saying they've been ordered in Germany, Sweden, France, the Netherlands, to cover up the rapes. There was a new one out for an asylum seeker arrested after abusing 18 women during a 2-hour train journey. Because in these radical Islamic Orthodox cultures, if a woman is out and she's not wearing a hood over her head, you get to rape her. And, or if she's even unattended by a man, you get to rape her. And then she gets charged with rape. Now, the craziest thing is seeing women in Germany chanting Allah Akbar and handing out hijabs. Same thing in New York. This is Stockholm Syndrome. And I guess our guest is in Sweden, so she can explain that to us. But obviously, Stockholm Syndrome didn't come from Sweden. It was first identified in Sweden. But let's say, 1,000 years ago, Vikings pulled up at your little, you know, Anglo-Saxon village and grabbed you, you know, and hauled you off, and you were, say, a 15-year-old girl, and they start raping you and stuff, you're going to try to go ahead and conform and cook them food and be nice to them and hope when they're done with you, they just throw you off on the side of the shore somewhere else and don't throw you over the side of the boat. So it's the same deal. And so it's Stockholm Syndrome. And liberalism, modern liberalism, is a mass Stockholm Syndrome. Western men have conformed, really trying to empower women, so we become cuckold. Now that's my view on it, but Ms. Farber is an American print journalist and author, an investigative reporter based in New York City and Sweden, and she was an early critic of the political correctness in all forms and has covered a range of topics from magazines including Spin, Rolling Stone, Esquire, Harper's, Interview, Salon, Gear, New York Press, Media Post, The New York Post, and Sunday Herald, and a 1998 report on the O.J. Simpson post-trial life in Esquire. She is a daughter of radio talk show host Barry Farber and a graduate of New York University, truthbarrier.com. Follow her on Twitter. You can go there and find that as well. She's also on Facebook. But what I find interesting is I remember in the last 20 years there were lots of people, I wouldn't call right-wing or left-wing, that spoke out against political correctness. I mean, Seinfeld has. But it just seems like it doesn't care like a cult. It just gets worse and worse and more crazy. There are people calling Joe Rogan racist for having me on. I'm not racist. Everybody knows he's liberal on a lot of issues, but he now becomes racist. It just doesn't work anymore. So, Ms. Farber, explain to me your overview of what's happening currently, and then the reports you wanted to break down about all these gang rapes and people videotaping it and just the type of bizarre outbursts we're seeing, not just in Europe, but also here in the United States, that it's acceptable if it's Muslims. What do you think is happening?
Well, great to be with you. I listen to your show every day.
Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you.
I actually, it's a very strange silence bubble here in Sweden because I'll see the stories that are happening in Sweden. Very often I find out about them, first of all, on InfoWars. I go to the grocery store. I see the newspapers, that one right here, right? And you'll say, oh, shock Sweden, right? And I don't see a word about it in the Swedish press. So the first thing is that we're in probably the most extremist outpost of political correctness on the planet right here. But also there's a cultural tradition of silence and cloaking, which is why I want to tell you about the outburst, there's a freedom movement that is just days old that has been bursting forth, from a couple of brave characters who, again, I learned about them first on InfoWars, but.
Well, let's talk about it because it seems the harder you hold on a beach ball underwater, the stronger it ends up coming, up out of the water. So let's talk about the type of mind control, because, I mean, it's admitted. That's where Stockholm Syndrome, I guess, it was first identified. Why are the Swedes so susceptible to basically cultural mind control?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. It's a big question. I as a Swedish-American, I moved here when I was 11 years old and then moved back to the States, and I've spent most of my life in the States, but I've been looking at Sweden trying to figure them out for a very long time, and that's a great question. It's a rare, extreme society where they started the social engineering that you depict so brilliantly on your show. They mastered it here. They started it here. It started here in the 1950s. So I hope we can maybe return to this in future conversations.
Sure, let's do an hour in the future. This sounds really important, and I'm aware of it, but you live it. You've been there. You report on it. I mean, it seems like it's a self-hate or a giving over of the will. I mean, really low crime, really nice people. Historically, I mean, it's a cliche, but it's true. You know, Canadians, Swedes, folks like that are known for being really nice.
They're very decent, good, law-abiding, cautious, decent, really decent people. But they're terrified of their shadow. They're terrified of being something. Political correctness is like the perfect catastrophe here because of atheism and Lutheranism and political correctness and socialism, social democracy, all these, it's like the perfect storm. And then you had I should say, first of all, there's There's many different stories. There's a lot that I've found out just in the last 48 hours that this isn't exactly my beat. I'm in Sweden now. I've been here for several months, living here temporarily. So I'm not the world expert.
No, I understand, but just report on what you're witnessing there.
Right. What I'm witnessing is, as you said, the beach ball effect. There's a freshly minted folk hero. And I'm going to go ahead and call him a folk hero, even though he's also an anti-hero. He's also under attack. And you've reported on him. His name is Peter Springare in Swedish. He's a policeman and investigator, criminal investigator in a city called Örebro, happened to be the city I grew up in. And he posted a Facebook post that seems to be the turning point for some people are calling it the Swedish Spring. I think he posted it on February 3rd, and the words have become iconic. It's gotten translated in the West as "I'm so effing tired," but it's actually a bit softer in the original Swedish. Really, it's like a saying, "I'm so damn tired," right? So he says, "I'm so damn tired," essentially, of having to lie. It's not even lie, it's repress. This is like the headquarters of repression on the planet.
So he's tired of turning his will over.
Okay, this is what I still have to unpack and investigate exactly what the law says, but there are codes here in Sweden that preclude police investigators from indicating the ethnicity of the people perpetrating the crime.
Sure, or religion. In fact, it was in the news last year that they told the Swedes, don't report Muslim crimes, basically, or don't put it in the database that it was Muslims, and then they just say, oh, look, Swedish men are raping more women. All of a sudden, it's up 1,000% the last 10 years. Well, it's not Swedish men.
Here's how it comes across when you're here looking at a newspaper stand. It'll just say the crime, and it won't. And there's the faces are always pixelated. There's never any identifying factors whatsoever. But it almost... I want to tell you something. I went to get to a juice bar today I'm in a city called Uppsala. And gentleman who made my juice, I said, where are you from? He said, well, I'm proud to be Swedish. And then he kind of smiled and he said, but I was born in Turkey. And I came here when I was 12 years old. And I said, what do you think of this Peter Springare situation? And he said, if they fire him, because he's under severe attack, he's under criminal investigation for his Facebook post, if they fire him, I'll raise the money. I'll spearhead the movement to raise the money to a fundraiser for him. Because he said, what's happened with all this political correctness is that law-abiding Swedish immigrants are suffering every single day.
Exactly. Let's be clear. This hurts all the good immigrants that people need and want. Just saying, here's millions of totally unvetted military zone age men screaming Allah Akbar, letting in a bunch of barbarians. It's insane.
Exactly. So this isn't working for anybody. It's like a politically correct super experiment gone disastrous. Because there's just been they're creating racism. They're creating. I don't think the Swedish people are racist. I think they're
sure, but it's going to trigger survival mechanisms when you turn on the news here and it's like kill the whites. Whites are inherently bad, and it's white people running it. There's clearly a plan, and it's to put people into racial groups for control.
Well, exactly. And I think, and it's like the racism of low expectation. And now it's the racism of, oh, you can't even say anything. You can't have a newspaper headline. A policeman can't say what crime he's investigating. So that just creates this super creepy feeling, which you have in the whole country now. Like, what are we being so quiet about? And it just makes everybody.
Would you say, though, that the Swedes are really under the surface getting ready to burst out? I mean, I've been hearing that's happening.
I want to give you some very stats on that. Yes, it isn't happening. It has happened. And here's how it has happened. This guy, Peter Springer, this guy, he put this Facebook post up. It got the group in a couple of days has gotten, I think the number is up to about 160,000 followers.
And that's a lot for people there because nobody would ever criticize the government or the state. So that's a huge deal.
Never. And it's
so they're kind of signing their modern Declaration of Independence against political correctness.
Yes, they are. And it's scary for them because you stand accused, and this is very real, of being a racist if you support, this has been the absolute mantra anywhere you go in society where people say, and I have this discussion with friends and they say it too, it just always comes up. Well, if we stress the ethnicity of the people committing these crimes, a reasonable person could argue that's going to create, you know, racial tension and racial hatred. But the opposite has been, it's the immigrants that want this PC nonsense to stop. It's not, it's worse than nonsense. It's more malicious than nonsense.
Exactly. In fact, let's go over some of these numbers. But first, let's scroll back to one of his letters that's gotten him in trouble. If I don't know if you can see it on your screen, but if not, we'll read some of it, where he's talking about what it's like. Our retirees are on its knees. The school is one of chaos. Healthcare is an inferno. Police have been completely destroyed. Well, it's collapsed Europe, folks. Except, everyone knows why, but no one dares or wants to peddle reason, folks. 5 million in Europe, okay, Western Europe alone. French roads are shutting down. I mean, it's incredible. Because Sweden has always lived on the myth of the magnificent ultimate society that has unlimited resources to be in the forefront when it comes to being the only politically correct opinion in the dysfunctional world that bend over herself through the destructive behavior of various religions' names. Here we go. And it's right. Political correctness is a new religion. It's a cult. So say Sweden's been under cults. He's saying now it's under a new one. Here we go. This I have handled Monday, Friday this week. Rape, aggravated rape, assault, rape, extortion, blackmail, abuse on judicial procedure, unlawful threats, violence against the police, the threat to the police, drug trafficking, aggravated drug offenses, attempted murder, rape. You know, again, extortion. And he goes on to explain suspected perpetrators, Ali Muhammad, Ali again. It's just over and over again, but he's not supposed to say it. Muhammad, Ali again and again and again. And where are they coming from? Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, Syria again, Somalia, unknown country, unknown, Sweden. So finally, somebody from Sweden. Half of the suspects we cannot know for sure because they have no valid papers, which, again, Trump's pointing out. They go, oh, you're lying. They're all valid, which itself often means that they lie about nationality and identity. Wow, powerful. Please continue, ma'am.
So what happened after that, so he got this huge, not only storm of support on Facebook.
And let's just be clear. Sweden's an incredibly low-crime country. That's why this is so shocking for one investigator in 1 week. Go ahead.
Yeah, huge support on Facebook, huge support on social media, and this I think is so fascinating. Flowers started to pour into the police station, just you know, hundreds of bouquets of flowers. And this is unusual. This kind of stuff doesn't really.
So it makes it safe for him to speak out. If they can't burn him, then it makes it safe for everybody, and the dam of oppression and bullying collapses.
Precisely, but listen, what happened next? You may know this already. In fact, you probably reported on InfoWars. They tried, somebody in the police station said there's a ban now on taking pictures of the flowers. So you were not allowed. They just invent laws now as they go. You can't take pictures of flowers. But people did anyway, and they leaked out anyway. And why can't we take pictures of flowers? Oh, because you don't know what could be in the flowers. It could be some security threat. This is, you know. So it gets comical. It's getting really comical. So these flowers are pouring in. Meanwhile, he's under criminal investigation for, there's a Swedish law. I'm going to say it in Swedish and I explain what it is. It's called Hets mot folkgrupp. Hets is inciting hatred against a particular group of people, like a minority group. So there are laws against this. And I like these laws on principle.
Most sure, but really all it means now is you have no free speech when a group's overrunning you. That doesn't follow such an open society.
Right. But you really, what the people he's expressing rage against is not any particular ethnicity or religion. It's his bosses at the police house that are censoring him and gagging him so he doesn't have, he can't function as a police officer. And there are many.
So this guy's a modern Paul Revere. It's a huge international story. Do you think he'll hang on, or are they so arrogant they're going to fire him?
I think they're so, here's what you have to understand about this. I don't think they're going to fire him. They're going to make him suffer. They're going to make him, you know, walk the plank of shame. There are a lot of editorials.
He should just quit and start his own media organization and expose the whole thing.
What I do think, though,
he'd be flooded with money. See, here's the answer. Use economy against him. If I was him, I'd say, that's it. I'm running my own news organization. In fact, I'll even leave Sweden, but I'm going to beam it in over the internet right into you with citizens sending me data as the Citizen Intelligence Corps, and we're going to expose the whole thing and have migrants that are good migrants, you know, right there with them, working with the Citizen Corps to expose it. Victory. That's the plan.
Let me tell you what else has happened. Really fascinating. A lot of people on the Facebook support page said, so the mainstream media are attacking, saying he's a racist, saying he's pretending he cares about police work, but really he's just a racist who's waiting to jump out as a racist. So he's being attacked by mainstream media all over the place. People on the Facebook page, and this is, you know, thousands of people are saying that they are deleting their apps for these major magazines. So this is like their equivalent of the, you know, New York Times.
Sure, Der Spiegel, all of it. People are breaking with the establishment. They're sick of their lies. So they're forcing a turning point.
And other people were saying, haven't had those apps. I haven't read those trash publications in years, but I'm going to download the app just so I can cancel it. Like, people are real. I've never seen Swedes like this. I've never seen them sound like this.
Well, that's why they put an oppressive culture over them, because they're like really actually aggressive Germanic tribes, and they've been under control just like the Brits have and others. And then once they break out of it, everybody will see why those social controls were put in place.
They're terrified. I think they're genuinely terrified. They really do not want to be, they don't want to hurt anybody. They don't want to be racist. The average Swede is genuinely afraid of, like, what if I talk about this stuff and, you know, I make things worse?
Here's the deal. Peter Sutherland said, we're going to flood Sweden to make an anti-European. So we're not bringing people in, everybody live in peace together. The plan is to make us fight with each other. So you're actually fighting racism to fight the UN program to create the Balkanized, destroyed culture that doesn't work together. We'll be back with our guest. We'll hear exactly what you want to say next. Riveting information straight ahead. TruthBarrier.com is the website. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We'll be right back.
corporate management system. It's in all the WikiLeaks, but it's in a bunch of books they've written where they're going to bring in groups, teach us not to work together, use the West open society to bring it down. That's why Soros calls his group the open society in all this. It's the opposite of that. It's to bring down the West. He admits that. He tries to crash economies. He's a horrible person. He's a former Nazi collaborator. And it's so diabolical, you can't make this up. We'll have our guest with us in about 5 minutes the next hour. Then John Rappaport is going to get into what colleges really are today. I'm all for higher education. But more and more, it's not higher education. It's a scam. 90% of the degrees won't get you a job that you know, pays for it. And it's nothing but social engineering. So we need to expose it to reform it. People say, my son's like, Dad, you're against me going to college. I'm like, no, son, there aren't a lot of colleges left. Unless you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, they don't teach it, or engineering. Liberal arts has been ruined. So I want you to understand that. I want you to go to college, but you need to understand, go there to be an educator and inform them about what the colleges have become. It's weird, I'm getting that old. My son's looking at colleges now, but that's what we're dealing with here. Please support the broadcast. We have great, high-quality, non-fluoride organic toothpaste made in America with iodine and colloidal silver, super blue. Back in stock, your purchase funds the operation, and we've got new items, an amazing negative ion generator for your car. It plugs in a cigarette lighter, 1995, to really clean out your car's air, pollen, mold, you name it. It's amazing. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Celia Farber, again, is a journalist, truthbearer.com. We got about 3 minutes in this segment, five in the next, but run with it now. I've been interrupting a lot because your points are all so important about the front line of the fight for human awakening and free speech is Sweden. You're an American Swede back in Sweden. This tipping point, this explosion of awakening you're witnessing, please continue.
Yeah, fascinating. There's this policeman, Peter Springer, who I just referred to, people are calling a folk hero, and he is. There was a woman, fascinating story, it happened about 3 weeks ago, that preceded him, and I guess you could call them co-belligerents, co-folk heroes. She's an author of children's books. Her name is Katarina Janusz. She's Czech. Grew up in Sweden since she was a child. And she was doing an interview on Czech television, in Czech, and she described the collapse of the Swedish infrastructure, which you just depicted. And she gave statistics, and it was not inflammatory. I've read the text, translated to English.
Yeah, completely politely, Europe's being overweight and its infrastructure, the best in the world, is disintegrating.
This is what happened. The thought police, they saw the interview, and she was absolutely lambasted in Swedish media. The main newspapers, they wrote editorials against her, and at least one bookstore, if not more, got rid of her books, wouldn't sell her books. So there's this campaign, this pogrom against her. And what they said, here's the crux of it. They said, you know, her facts were incorrect, and she was inciting racial, hatred.
Yeah, I mean, you bring in 5 million people from third world countries, and then they run around raping and burning stuff and crapping on the street. That's going to hurt your country.
Well, so it was like a thought crime incident. But what I see, what they're really saying, they're not saying you're not allowed to say these things about other ethnicities. What they're saying is you're not allowed to say these things about Sweden, which brings us to the other thing that everybody who's here knows this about this country, extremely touchy about their reputation, very thin-skinned, but it's backfiring.
No, that's right, but they're the ones wrecking the country, turning it into Sweden-stan, so that's their problem. You're trying to save Sweden. We'll be back. Bring in people from all the world. Take the Japanese. You got a bad record? You don't have a good record? You're not coming into Japan. We'll be back. Stay with us.